The Concordant Theater Guild has a production in its final week, The Curse of the Silver Pharaoh. And well, one of the cast members joins us on the phone. We have Jennifer Neal. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks very much for joining us to talk. Well, we'll talk a little bit about the current production that you're in, but we'll also talk about the next production for the Theater Guild, one that you'll be directing as well, and auditions are going to be coming up for it very soon. But let's talk about Curse of the Silver Pharaoh. This is the final weekend for shows or for anyone that is interested in going to see this play at the Theater Guild in Kincardine. Tell us about your role. Who do you play in the production, and what is the play about?
Well, the play is about a murder that happens in the Museum of Civilization and History, which is in an unnamed city. And I play one of the suspects, Elaine. She is the interpretive planner. She's very eccentric. She loves color, and she's the one who figures out the hit points to attract people's attention to the different exhibits and artifacts. And as I said, she's very eccentric, and she has a lot of kooky ideas.
It sounds like a really good play. I know we've talked before about the performance, and if you want to get information and get tickets, you can find them online at kincardinetheaterguild.com. The final shows, of course, are going to be happening this weekend, the 13th and the 14th. There'll be 2 o'clock shows both those days, and an 8 o'clock mm-hmm. show coming up this Friday night on the 12th. Let's talk about, though, the next production. We're going to start to shift after this. Once the play's all wrapped up, focus will now turn to Beauty and the Beast. And
yes,
this, I understand, is going to be your first musical directing debut.
That's right. I have directed small cast plays in the past, and mostly comedies. But this is my first time tackling a big-name musical, and I'm really excited. I'm also a little nervous. But I know that the folks of Kincardine in the area have great chops and great dance skills and are enthusiastic and excited about it. Disney is one of my loves. I love Beauty and the Beast in particular, and I have waited. We had the rights to do this in 2020, but unfortunately, because of the pandemic, we had to postpone it. And so I'm excited to get this started again.
Just a couple weeks away from the auditions that are going to be beginning. They'll be taking place Tuesday, May 23rd, Wednesday, May 24th, and Thursday, May 25th, all at the Kincardine Center for Arts, all beginning at 7 o'clock. So what kind of a performer are you looking for? Anybody, any skill set is welcome?
Anybody is welcome from age 7 and up. What I'm looking for are people who are enthusiastic about playing a fork, playing a villager, playing Belle, playing Mrs. Potts, playing the Beast. You know, I want people who are enthusiastic, who can sing. But even if you can't sing, I'm sure I can find a place for you. And I'm also looking for crew. Anybody who's interested in a backstage role, those are so important. They're more important in some respects than the performances. But it's sometimes hard to get folks because they're not as glorified. But they are just as important, and you learn a lot, and you laugh, and you have fun. And we're all a big family at the end of it.
So I guess anyone then with any technical skills, if you're interested in sound and lighting, you could possibly be working backstage for Beauty and the Beast.
We are always looking for people who are interested in technical. We're also, right now, what I really need are some folks who are interested in being hosts for our front of house. Folks who like making people feel comfortable, who are serious about ushering and making sure that people are in the audience are having a good time and safe, and box office folks too, because we no longer have an external ticket seller, so we have to do ticket sales at the theater for in person but online regularly.
Anything else we need to know about the auditions for Beauty and the Beast? Again, they're coming up Tuesday, May 23rd, Wednesday the 24th, and Thursday the 25th at the Kincardine Center for Arts at 7 o'clock every night. If people want to sign up for it, how would they do that?
Well, it's a open, come-as-you-go, come-and-go kind of situation, although we prefer people not show up after 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit frustrating when a new person comes in and you're halfway through the night. People can get in touch with me by emailing me at j.neil8525. That's Jennifer Neal, j.neil8525 at gmail.com.
And we will post all of this information as well on our Facebook page and our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com so that anyone that might have missed all the details can find it again very easily. And Jennifer Neal, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the final performances for Curse of the Silver Pharaoh. They'll be happening this weekend at the Concordon Theatre Guild. Also, Beauty and the Beast, the auditions will be happening 2 weeks from now, May 23rd to the 25th. We look forward to both of those events and Break a Leg this weekend.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.